You're listening to Christy Reading on ABC New England Northwest.
To the June long weekend. If you're hoping to go somewhere interesting for the weekend, then the Walker Gallery could be a good place to go. This weekend, the gallery is featuring the incredible works of Miko Georgiouris. Miko's work is even more remarkable as it's done with her eyes. Now, 7 years ago, Miko suffered a massive brain injury, which left her physically paralysed and unable to speak, but mentally aware of her surroundings. She found the ability to paint with her eyes, and it's led to a unique and evocative style that emphasises her view of the mind rather than the outside world. To tell us more about Miko and her art, we're joined by her mother, Janet. A very good morning to you, Janet.
Good morning, Christy.
Thank you for your time today. Can you tell me a bit about the eye gaze art? How does it work and how did Miko discover it?
Okay, so eye gaze devices work by, it's a bit like a camera that's taking a view of your eyes and then it's transferred through software onto the computer, so the computer is registering where your eyes are looking on the screen, and the software also can then use icons on the side, so you look at an icon and that will take you to, say, scroll up a page or to pick a page. They're usually used with a tablet, a small tablet, or, you know, a laptop computer, but they're a great communication device for people who can't use their hands. And what Miko had it for was originally was to use it as a communication device, but her speech therapist found that she had aphasia, so she can read and understand, but she can't communicate verbally or through using picking words, making a sentence. As such, the words don't come out. That particular part of her brain was damaged. So she couldn't use it for that. And she was trained in design at the University of New South Wales College of Fine Arts. So she really did want to try and use it for mark making or to try and do some form of drawing or something like that on the screen. But she found that she couldn't do it with any of the software that they had. But then one day, about 3 years ago, she found that one of the icons, it was a scroll icon actually, make a mark on the Microsoft Paint application. And so from there, she just started to experiment, and which led her to a whole series of work that she had last year that she showed down at Wallamaloo at the Aro Gallery, and this year, a new exhibition at the Walker Gallery.
Wow, how lovely. So, I mean, as her mum, seeing her be able to create these types of works, what's it like for you?
Oh, it's so exciting to watch. It's something, you know, it's very different to watching somebody paint because it almost explodes onto the screen when it comes off, so that you're not, there's nothing, it's almost like a magic, it's like a magic trick in a way, but it's to watch, it is always for me anyway.
Yeah, Jenna, what do her artworks look like? Can you describe them to our listeners?
Okay, so they're all abstract works, and one of her biggest influences is Vasily Kandinsky, who lived about 100 years ago and was probably one of the first abstract artists. But one of his main thoughts was how work, abstract work or painting, is like becoming. So it's very intuitive. When you're looking at it, the work comes into being. And with all the different, different applications, graphic applications she uses them in very innovative ways, so that normally what you do when you're using a pencil or something like that, she won't use it in the same way. She'll enlarge it, and then she will use that pencil stroke as becoming something, a shape within itself. She uses all of those applications in a very innovative way.
What about, does she use colour or is she...
Oh, yes, yeah. Very much so. Yeah, she uses colour. In this particular exhibition, she goes from one sort of like a monocolour of black and white right up to using three, four colours. So she's exploring how the additions of colour become something. It's a bit like, when I see it, for me, it's a bit like watching something that's like interstellar, but it's within the brain. So if you look at it, the inner space of the brain is very unexplored compared to what we know of outer space. We know very little of what's inside the brain, and that's what it reminds me of. Like, there's an other world.
I'd like to know how this technology sounds incredible. I'd love to know how you think it's changed Miko since her injury, this way to communicate. How has it changed her?
It's been very important in allowing her to be able to express her view, her perspective of the world, and that's given her in being able to paint and to be able to not just to be able to create bodies of work with it, and then to use what she was trained to do. It's given her a great purpose, I think, and it's something that everybody needs. You know, everybody in life needs not just to exist, but to have some goal and some purpose that they want to achieve, and that's what it's given her, the ability to do that.
Fantastic. Tell me the reaction to her work. What do people say to you?
Well, most people, the last exhibition she had last year was a sellout show, and everybody was extremely excited about it. There is something very unique about it, and the work, as you know, it's both colourful, it's beautiful, it's all beautiful, and as I say, it's just, you know, very innovative way to actually express yourself.
Gorgeous. Janet, you and Miko are heading to Walker this morning for this exhibition across the weekend.
Yes, we are. We're on the road trip to Walker.
Yeah, and looking forward to it?
Very much so, yes. I hope that everybody's looking forward to us coming, because we're looking forward to, we don't get out very much out into the country, but we're looking very much forward to going to Walker, yes.
Wonderful. And you'll be at the gallery over the coming days, Saturday, Sunday? What will the...
We'll be at the gallery on Saturday for the opening, yes.
Wonderful. Well, Janet, thank you very much for joining us today and giving us an insight into Miko's work. It certainly sounds like a wonderful exhibition. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much, Christy. Thank you.
That is Janet George-Juris there, who's the mother of Miko, who is exhibiting at the Walker Gallery from tomorrow. That exhibition is called Surface, so you can head to Walker and check that out. Miko is also donating a percentage of the sale proceeds to the Brain and Mind Centre, so 10% of proceeds from the sale of that artwork going to that cause. The gallery is also going to have Miko's work available for sale online as well, so you can jump onto the gallery's website or head up to Walker for the weekend, check out some of that incredible work, and of course hear a bit more about how that technology assists Miko.